please.
You got Riggs. Hey, Neil. I just scouted it. How is it?
It's some gold mine.
Yeah, once we gut the forest, baby, you got prime A real estate, I'm telling you. Sanders? I don't know. My men say he's doing fine, but I plan on swinging by tomorrow and letting him know that I'll be taking over operations. Hello, Mr. Lyman. Hello. Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Whatever.
Funny. Bad raccoon. Bad raccoon!
Mr. Lyman!
I quit!
Seem to be making good progress.
There's nothing like having the boss living on site. Doc, I have a question. You have the answer. That's the way you get things done around here. These past few months have been a blessing for me.
Look out!
Good progress on unit number 5. I don't know if I can say the same thing about number 3.
It's a beaver dam. It's a good one, too. It's blocking the drainage about 30 yards in.
How long is that going to take?
Well, you want me to keep the beaver dam? You're looking at a week. If not, we can bust it up. The beavers, they're not home.
I don't know. We're a green company, Frank.
I can make it look like an accident. Oops. I accidentally left a stick of dynamite inside the beaver dam.
Boom! I don't know. I want to rock the boat before Mr. Lyman gets here. So,
tell you what. Why don't you work up some numbers, get back to me. Hey, while you're at it, pull the boys off of number 3 and get them started on the plumbing on number 5.
You heard the captain. We're moving on to 5.
Really?
Those are my blueberries.
New in the world.
Well, crime rate's going up in Chicago.
See, that's another thing to be grateful for. No crime here, nothing but peace and quiet. That is temporary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dad, wild turkeys. Dan, stop. Hey, you can't eat that in front of them. Put it down. It could be their mom.
They know it's turkey bacon, not bacon bacon.
They have a sixth sense. Put it down. Hey, honey. How'd you sleep?
Not good. This awful nightmare that my insensitive parents uprooted me from my wonderful home and dumped me in the middle of nowhere.
He just misses his friends.
How can he miss his friends? He spent the whole summer cooped up in his room talking to him online with his computer.
He knows the deal, all right? We're here for a year, and then we go back to Chicago. Maybe you should talk to him.
That'll just irritate him more.
Dan, you're his dad. Try.
So, Tyler, care to join me outside for some fresh mountain air? Come on, Tyler. I bet there's probably some really cute girls in your school, huh? They really dig your hip city vibe.
Yeah, I bet you're right. But there are some cute girls out there.
There you go.
You know what else there are? Poisonous rattlesnakes. Yeah, they're all over the forest. I'm gonna end up like this guy.
All right, you win. Quit my job, we pack up the car, and we go back to Chicago. Would that make you happy? Don't answer that question. No. No touch.
What?
For my boss.
All of them?
Yeah, all 38 of them. I don't know what kind he likes.
Seriously?
Hey, are we cool?
Yeah, never better.
Great.
Down and time to go. Yeah.
$10,000 for the overage on a beaver dam? You sure the beavers aren't home? All right, just take care of it. Make it look like an accident. I'll call you later, Frank.
Welcome to Rocky Springs.
Hey, Dan. Hope we didn't keep you waiting. I bought the plane yesterday and want to see Asheano Warp Factor 2. And this is for your son.
Oh, thank you. That's really very kind of you.
Now he's going on 4, right?
No. Actually, he's going to be 16 next month.
No.
Emma says 4.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Actually, no, the toy.
Excuse me?
The toy is great. He's going to love it.
Isn't it crazy how time flies?
Isn't it?
I have 2 kids of my own.
3.
3. And I remember when, what's his name? And, John and
Yoko Jr.
were just babies.
Oh, memories.
My kids.
So, I got the car here. Brought some sandwiches, and it's about an hour to the site.
An hour? Both ways?
2 hours round trip.
I don't think so.
Sandwiches? Gross.
Now, just be sure to check your curriculums carefully. The board is very strict about no child being left behind. Capiche? Okay. First things first, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our brand new science teacher, Tammy from Chicago. Now, as I'm sure many of you already know, one of our math teachers, Mr. Bowen, is out sick for the rest of the year. So we find ourselves without a chairman for the Forest Festival. Either one of you volunteers or I say we just junk it.
But we've always had a Forest Festival. The children love painting the pine cones and playing Mother May I with Bessie the Cow.
Claire, Bessie the Cow was put down in 1972.
That's nice. Bessie the Cow, Bessie the Cow.
Isn't tenure wonderful? Will you ever retire?
Excuse me.
That's so great. We have a volunteer.
No.
Tammy Sanders is officially in charge of the Forest Festival. Yay, Tammy.
We're going to have so much fun. Bessie the Cow, Bessie the Cow. Bessie jumped over the moon. Oh, boy.
Click. Page down, page down, page down, page down, page down, page down, page up.
As you can see from the photographs here, we are 16% under budget.
Good, good.
Which I'm very pleased about, because at this rate, we are going to be completed with the construction by March. Guaranteed.
It's great. Now you'll be ready for phase 2.
Oh.
Sorry. What's phase 2?
Showing the plans.
All right. You are in charge of phase 1, which is this right now.
Right.
This is phase 2.
Huh?
So you're just gonna just take out the whole forest?
Yeah.
What?
But we're replacing it with a shopping mall with a forest theme.
Dan, do you know why they call me the King of Green? Because I love this planet. Unfortunately, I have to deal with these eco-hypocrites. They say they want to save the planet, but only if it's convenient. You ever notice that? They always drink venti latte with recycled cups, and all of a sudden they're part of the solution. What I need from you isn't a commitment to green, but a grasp of the shades of gray.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Great! So you'll be heading up phase two for the next 4 years.
4 years? Sir, I relocated my family here for 1 year.
Yeah, that was until Riggs disappeared on me.
My wife and my son are...
Dan, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you. I'll double your salary. Think about it. You have 10 seconds or I'm pulling the offer. 10, 9, 7, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, what?
All right. I'll do it.
Doing the right thing, Dan. Oh, no, you're crazy.
What?
Elder.
Okay, big guy. This meeting's over.
Hold on for a second, Mom. Just let me... What?
Bye-bye.
My wife is going to kill me.
Dan, we're a family, all right? We make decisions together.
Look, it's not such a bad thing. Think of it as a promotion.
Yeah, if anybody needs me, I'll be at a friend's house.
Oh, wait, I don't have any friends here.
Look, guys, this is an opportunity to do something good for our family and for the environment, too.
How is ripping out the forest good for the environment?
It's not like that. We're Lyman Enterprises. We're the good guys. We're green.
Yeah. It's in the color of money.
And speaking of money, who wants a new Wii? Huh?
Ah!
Oh, come on. Birds. Hey. You, go away. Take a look at the sprinkler system.
No problem, Mr. Sanders.
Hi. Check out Mr. Peepee Pants. Just, have a little problem with a raccoon. Well, that's funny. He must have scampered off.
Hilarious.
Are you still mad at me?
What do you think?
Well, excuse me for caring about the environment.
Up beavers, are we?
They weren't home.
Well, that was eco-friendly of you.
Let go! Give in! Give up! Surrender! Let go! Give in! Give up! Surrender!
Hello, sir!
Dan, Neil Lyman. Listen, our plane got in early. I was thinking about scouting the site.
Oh, jeez!
How's everything on your end?
Ow! 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 Ow!
Pot! Pot! Ow!
Ow! Oh, come on! Not...
Okay, little buddy, come on. Move along.
Move it!
Thank you.
Oh, come on!
All right. What is your
problem? Rabies!
You wanna play games? Let's play games.
All right, you asked for it. I'll do it! Don't think I won't! Mr. Lyman!
Damn, if this is some kind of stall tactic, I'm not finding it very clever.
That's because there's a very good reason.
Riley Cyrus!
Lyman, it's Dan Sanders.
Sanders, do you like working for me?
Yes, sir. I'm just... I'll call you back!
I'm stuck on this plane, and I'm very hungry. I want a veggie burrito, hold the guacamole, no cilantro. I repeat, I can take you to town.
All right, well, clearly something went wrong, because his office called and said he never made the meeting.
Maybe he ran into an old friend. Or an old flame.
Thank you, Frank.
Keep your hands away from the vehicle!
Do not freak out! Stand down! Hey, Ms. Sanders, my name is Wilson. I run security for Lyman. I protect his assets, if you will. I'm here because I got a 425 call over my worker trigger.
What's a 425?
A four... You know, now is not a good time to field questions from civilians.
Is this your husband's car?
Yes, we both know that. Is he okay?
Oh, you tell me.
I tell you?
Yeah. We found his car and his phone abandoned 2.7 clicks into the Merriweather Pass.
Well, did you notify the police about my husband?
I think we both don't want to call the police. You tell them, and the next thing you know, you'll have 60 minutes up here trying to sensationalize the murder.
Murder?
What murder?
You said murder.
There's something you want to tell me about the murder?
Dad got murdered.
I mean, excuse me. We're going to find old Daddy. Well, there isn't one piece or lots of little tiny chopped up. In the meantime, how would you like to be my deputy? Huh? Look at him.
Dan. Dan.
Huh?
What happened? I was so worried about you. Oh, what happened?
Well, there was a ravine and then a boulder and then this maniacal raccoon. And then I lost my phone. Oh. I'm going to borrow your charger. I have to call Lyman.
What happened? Wait, honey. What...
Dad? Mr. Lyman, it's Dan Sanders. Listen.
Well, that was touching.
Well, well, well. I guess you're off the hook.
Excuse me?
Dismissed!
Just don't leave town. Oh, I got eagle eyes, Amazon woman. Yeah.
Don't freak out!
Bye.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Tomorrow. Absolutely. That's right. Uh-huh. I know. Uh-huh. Great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will be ready for Mr. Gupta and the Indian investors.
I see. Yes, sir. I know. All right. Have a good night. Was it something I said?
Tammy, can I come in?
It's your house.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called Lyman first. I don't know what I was thinking.
Do you have any idea how worried I was about you?
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. It's just I figured that if I can keep Lyman happy, then I can give you and Tyler the world.
Dan, we don't want the world. We just want you.
I get it. So, if anyone needs me, I'll be on the couch.
You don't have to sleep on the couch.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, that's a lot of work for third graders.
I got roped into being in charge of the local forest festival.
Cool.
I would tell you more, but you are in desperate need of a shower.
I'm on it.
Watch this.
Woohoo! I'm married to a lunatic. Talking to
this crow.
What crow?
The one that flew away.
Is that all my forest festival stuff on the lawn?
No. Yes. I'll go get it. Ow! I'm all over it. Just go back to bed. Oh, darn it! Stupid crow.
You gotta be kidding me.
Okay, that doesn't bother me.
Find it.
nice little song you're singing. Do any more?
Here's my secret sound.
It's your beak wrapped in
duct tape!
Rooftops is not what I would consider fine.
What exactly are you talking about?
Tyler, Mommy and Daddy need to talk.
Right, because the car has soundproof windows.
All I am saying is I think you should take a day off and consult a professional. You're obviously going through something.
I can't do that. I can't afford to miss another meeting with Lyman. He's flying hundreds of miles out of his way just to see me.
Mr. Eco Developer is flying hundreds of miles out of his way in a private jet in order to have a meeting about eco development.
Right. Hey, that's funny. Look, honey, just because a crow kept me up all night, it's no reason to throw in the towel.
It's gonna take a lot more than that to keep Dan Sanders from building his utopia.
Mr. Sanders, I am happy to report that everything will be ready for the event.
Hey, can you have the guys go take a look at the electrical in the basement or something? Sure enough.
Oh, that's no good. I will have my boys right on that, okay?
You do that.
What's wrong?
Let me tell you the truth. Ever since I took this promotion, it's just been one long string of bad luck.
Shallow men believe in luck, okay? Brave men believe in cause and effect.
That's profound.
Yes, Mr. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God, he's dead!
Mr. Sanders, what did you have for breakfast? Get the hose! Get the hose, please!
Impresionante.
Oh, no, no. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Look, I gotta... This isn't what you think. You gotta...
Had a detail, and it's very, very clean.
Hey, guys. Good work on number three. Anybody see the game?
Nice fit, Mountain.
Get to the store. Get a new suit. Get the line. Oh.
Then we take the pine cone and we take the pine cone and
oh no, I remember now. We take the pine cones and no, I have it. We take the pine cones.
Sorry if this seems impersonal, sir, but I'd better stay outside the aircraft because the German measles are going around my kid's school. We can't get a shot anywhere.
Yo, Petey, what up, brother? No, dude, I am in hell here, bro. No, seriously, I feel like I'm stuck in the Discovery Channel. No, I don't get how people with half a brain could live in this town.
Excuse me.
I don't think they've heard of Starbucks, man.
Excuse me.
Like, come on, where can a brother get some coffee?
Excuse me.
Seriously, it's ridiculous.
Hey!
Hello.
Can I help you find something?
Find something?
I am the student librarian. I help people find books.
I love books. Stupid.
Okay, you wanna narrow that down for me, Sanders?
Wait, how do you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you and your dad. He's the developer, right?
Yeah, that's us.
The tree killer.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tyler. Total cheeseball.
Amber. You're funny.
Not to mention extremely sophisticated. Got any plans for dinner?
Shh.
Okay. Dan, the Indians will be here in 10 days. We need to show what a truly special place Rocky Springs is.
I got it. We could have an Indian-themed barbecue.
What does that even mean?
Lots of things. It could mean, oh, instead of burgers,
we have them buffalo burger, and we have them wigwam, and teepee, and squaw. Oh, squaw, wah, wah, wah. You're talking about the Gandhi type of Indians.
We could sponsor the local forest festival.
Forest festival? That's a great idea.
Well, you see, my wife is running it, and...
You're dead to me.
It's a great way to show the community how much we care.
Gold star, Dan. I'll call the publicist and the media.
Yes, excellent, sir.
Why are you shouting at me?
No, sir, I'm not shouting at you.
Okay, fine, but use your inside voice.
Leave me alone!
What is this problem?
Hollywood cracker!
Did we not vet him? Did we do a mental status exam on him?
Mr. Lyman? Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm still here. All right? Where's your brain?
Sir, it's just I'm very sorry.
Oh, dear.
I won't take up any more of your time, so I'll tell you what. I'll pick up a budget and a proposal, and then I'll give it to you tomorrow after I've been huddled up there on it.
Beat it and stick your wig in there, huh?
Great. Bye.
Today, and guess who's having dinner?
Oh, honey! What happened to your face, Dan? And why are you wearing my yum-yum sweats?
I had a really long day.
You're not fooling anyone. Let me guess, the crow? And your clothes in the garbage.
So I put them in the wash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I also made an appointment for you with a Dr. Burr. He's a local therapist.
Tammy, I'm fine. All I need is a good night's sleep.
All right, fine. I'll cancel. But one more episode and you're going. This should help you sleep, however.
What is it?
I got it from a fellow teacher at work.
Mrs. Martin's Mushroom Herbal Sleepy Bye Tea.
Mm-hmm. Give it a try.
Mmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody downstairs.
Worst nightmare.
Yeah!
Dan, what are you doing?
Oh, bending my phone.
Okay, you need to try to explain to me what you're talking about.
Okay. But you gotta promise me, no matter how crazy this sounds, you believe me.
I promise.
Okay, here goes. The animals are out to get me.
And what animal are we talking about, Dan?
That's the thing. There's more than one of them. It's like a whole posse of them. I think they're in cahoots.
Cahoots?
See, you got the skunk. He's, silent but deadly. Then you got a crow. Master of psychological warfare. Then there's the brains of the operation. The raccoon. Now, if I take him out, the whole thing falls apart. Game over.
You've done your homework, certainly. I just have one question. Are you taking crazy pills?
You promise!
I take it back!
Tyler, man the switch?
No, thanks.
Operation Road Retreat in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Oh!
Oh!
Tammy?
Now, I'd like to begin with some ink blots. Tell me what you see here. First thing that comes to mind.
Look, I know I'm not supposed to say it looks like an angry squirrel, but that looks like an angry squirrel.
Oh, boy. What about this?
An owl. An angry owl. Is this supposed to be helping?
All right, Dan. How long have you been afraid of animals?
I'm not afraid of animals.
Dan. Denial is not just a river in Egypt. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say to you. The animals are not out to get you.
I know the animals are not out to get me.
You do?
Yes. Except for these three. This one does all the talking. These ones follow his orders.
Dan, you're suffering from work-related stress, and we need to find your happy place. Now, we'll start by closing your eyes and taking a deep breath. And now another deep breath. In and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. How do you feel?
I feel great.
And you're not seeing things anymore, are you?
No, I'm...
Dan. Are you okay? Is something out there bothering you? Is it the animals? Because you and I both know that there's nothing outside that window, right? Dan?
Yeah! Thank you, sir! I have another! I love it!
do to you? I don't have a problem with you. You and Mike. Oh, my God.
Ooh, that just hit the ball, boy.
Okay, what do
okay,
I do?
Okay, so angle it up. There you go.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
And spike it! Yes. Yeah.
You know, we could always play on an actual tennis court.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that?
Amber, how long have you lived up here?
Oh, I was born here, Mrs. Sanders.
Oh, really?
I love it here.
Yeah, right.
Mrs. Sanders!
Now what? Dan?
Therapy went well.
What happened?
If you really need to know, I got carjacked by a raccoon and a skunk. You must be Amber.
Yeah.
So nice to meet you. If you'll excuse me, I need to remove a leech from my no-no zone.
Oh my God.
Dan!
I'm telling you, these animals are out to get me! I don't know why you won't believe me.
Because it's not possible. Raccoons do not carjack SUVs.
Well, this one did, and I will prove it to you.
Oh, hey, Tyler.
Hey, Dad. Are you okay?
I think we both know that I'm way beyond okay. See, I got these Indian investors coming to town, and there's a maniacal sociopathic raccoon that's been ruining my life, but no one seems to believe that it exists.
For whatever it's worth, I don't think you're crazy. Amber gave me this book on local folklore.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something you should see. You're not the first person to ever try and settle Rocky Springs. This area was first settled by Tuku, a caveman in 9000 BC. Tuku disappeared without a trace, and many others in history have tried and failed. There was Sigurd, the Viking. Jedediah, the Puritan.
We are all God's children.
And there was Terence. The hippie.
Hey, little fella! Hello!
Where are you going with this?
Look, I did a bunch of research, okay? Seems like your buddy Lyman has pretty deep pockets in Washington. He got them to rezone what was supposed to be a preserved forest.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure that's not the case.
It is! Okay, you're building on a nature preserve, and frankly, it's ticking nature off.
Are you telling me that the animals are trying to get me to stop developing Rocky Springs?
No, I think they're past that. I think the animals are out for revenge.
Gotcha.
I knew your luck would run out.
Cute trick.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be you. My turn now.
Here's friend.
Ah!
Have you seen my husband this morning?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sanders. I have not seen him. Have you seen my toilet?
I just don't think this can get any worse.
Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
I stand corrected.
Nobody move!
Well, 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 well. Mrs. Sanders, you have no idea who your husband is, do you?
Guilty as charged.
You know, I'm getting a little tired of your dum-dum show and your poppycocks and your jiggery...
I don't want you to speak anymore.
Okay. I found him!
Dan!
Oh.
Where? You have got to be kidding me. Dan? Dan, honey, are you in there?
Does anyone have some Purell? Oh. Don't worry, Mr. Sanders. We'll have you down in no time. Oh. Sooner than you think.
You might want to cover your eyes.
Oh! Hit the hose!
Are you okay, boss?
Yeah, real good. Nothing like a cold shower to wake you up in the morning. So you guys are making really good progress on Unit 3. I was thinking about laying some pipe.
You are mine!
I don't know where he thinks he's going without my keys. Unless I left them in the car.
Let's end this now.
I can't do it. I'm not a killer. Come on. Can't we just figure this out?
I was trying to make this work, and you...
Lucky for you, I got LoJack.
Is it dead?
No, I just shot him with my tranquilizer gun. He's just taking a tranquilizer gun nap.
How many more of these things have you got?
I got a whole warehouse stocked down in Harrison. Why? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about cleaning house.
Tree skunk. They live in the hollers.
It's a beautiful morning. Think I'm real, boys.
With those possums on the top.
All right, there.
Watch out for them parrots.
If the weather's fine, you got time.
boys. Check them high. Hey. Not so tough are we now, Mr. Time Jerky? I got to be on my way to. Morning, Mr. Sanders.
Morning, guys.
Not a raccoon in sight.
You know, with our animals locked up and under control, I think we could speed up phase 2 by several months.
That would be correct.
Mind if I join you?
Please do sit down.
Thank you. So Dan said you wanted to go over a few of the festival details.
Well, first of all, Tammy, I mean, you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Just have a few tweaks.
Tweaks.
Our current plans for the festival, well, they're depressing. And this whole thing about pollution and the trees. Please, if my Indian investors want to be reminded about pollution, they'll stay home in Calcutta.
Stinko. Oh, what do you want me to do? Get eco go-go dancers?
Great idea. Jot that down.
Write this down.
Hey, Mom. You owe me $25.
Yeah, Ma. $25. Stupid.
Wait, stop. Stop.
You holding up?
Are you kidding? I love cross-country running.
Well, come on, we only got 10 more miles.
Awesome.
Hey, so, how's your dad? You feeling better?
Much. Yeah, I really think he's turned a corner. I know you see him as Mr. Evil, let's develop the ozone and destroy the rainforest guy, but he really means well.
Look, I don't think your dad's a bad guy, I just don't like what they're doing.
Well, they are sponsoring the festival. That has to count for something.
Yeah.
Amber, is everything okay?
Yeah, you know, I was just, thinking about midterms, my allowance, when you were gonna get up the guts to kiss me.
Is everything okay? Has to be a mistake.
Really? Because it makes perfect sense to me. God, the things people do for a dollar.
Amber, wait up.
Just leave me alone.
Look, don't lump me in with my dad.
Kind of hard not to.
Thanks, Dad.
Keep straight. Okay. Easy. Good job with the moon bounce, guys. Put the Ferris wheel over here.
Yeah, I got it. Just give me a minute, okay? Dan, we've got to do something. Your boss is ruining the whole festival.
Tammy, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it is. It's going against everything it's meant to be. It's a disaster. It's embarrassing.
Calm down. What do you want me to do, Tammy? It's my boss.
So are you ever going to tell me?
Tell you what?
About your four-legged prison.
It's not what you think it is, all right? It's just for a couple of days until the investors leave, and then...
Then what?
Well, we let the animals free, and everything's fine, and you know what? They're probably a little bit better off right now because they're safe.
Wow. You are so blind to the facts. You work for a green company, and you're signing orders to cage little animals. You're such a hypocrite.
Hey, Tyler.
Wait a minute. Well, I'm the bad guy? Oh, come on. No. Oh.
hope it was worth it. You know, my family's completely turned against me. Why me? What did I ever do to you? Great, I'm trying to get sympathy from a raccoon. Like you'd understand.
Down your kids.
You have a family. All this time, you were protecting them from me.
Dozen residential areas, which will all be gated communities.
Be strong. Self-development is wrong free. Keep our horn green. That is appreciated. Self-development in Rocky Springs. Pick one. It's really important.
Amber! Amber!
What?
What are you doing?
Gandhi said to be the change that you want to see in the world.
Well, did Gandhi ever talk about you not returning my phone calls or my text messages?
Well, excuse me. I've been a little busy trying to stop your dad.
You know what? If you're going to do something, then do it right.
Tyler. Tyler.
Stop the development of Rocky Springs. Sign our petition and keep our forest green.
Show off.
Now, if we use solar energy, we can raise rental prices at least 10% of our market value while generating free publicity for being economically conscious. Speaking of economically conscious, Dan's wife and our festival coordinator, Tammy Sanders.
Tammy?
Thank you. I'm proud. The first forest festival, it has nothing to do with the forest.
That's not true.
Dad.
Oh, and this is Dan's son, Tyler. How's it going, kids?
Yeah, we're trying to stop the reckless development of the forest by Lyman Enterprises.
Funny. Kids these days.
Tyler, I know you must be very angry with me right now.
Look, this has nothing to do with you, Dad.
The animals are going to be killed.
Killed? No. There must be some sort of communication breakdown.
Lyman Industries, we don't kill animals. We're just going to relocate them.
Yeah, but that's just the same as killing them. I mean, you can't just relocate animals.
Enough! I've heard all I need to hear. Lyman, you've got a deal.
What? What? What about the animals?
Less animals, less hassle. Let's get rid of them.
What? Great. I'll call business affairs. We'll get the contracts here. Do you have a fax machine, something? So now we're killing animals.
Hey, I...
Congratulations. Well done, Dad.
Wait. I thought that relocating the animals wouldn't be a problem.
I'm going to go take care of our son. Where are you going?
There's something I gotta do.
I'll do what I can to create a diversion. What I want you to do is get your families and get out of here, all right? Good luck.
Darling, over here, look at this camera. Finchie, darling. Come on, look at my face. Come on, look over here. Show me your condom, honey. Come on, look over here.
That's a very large owl.
Ah!
lot on you.
Don't freak out.
Freaking out!
How about a hand for the band, ladies and gentlemen? Friends, it's broken. It's broken.
Casey.
Friends and neighbors, my name is Neil Lyman, and on behalf of Lyman Enterprises, it has been a privilege to be a part of your little community.
Today,
thank you. Today marks a new beginning for this little town of yours. Some have called it backwater. Some have called it irrelevant. Two teeth maximum. But I see your little corner of nature for what it could be. A center for a new suburbia. Thank you. With me today is a great man who will change your little world. So, without further ado...
Stop the development of Rocky Springs! Stop the development of Rocky Springs!
My son, Tyler, here. He was right. You were right. This man's a fraud. He's not eco-friendly. He's not even friendly.
All right. That's a little below the belt, okay?
I forced my family to move here. I said it was for the fresh air, for them to have a better life. I was just trying to further my career. I came here because I thought that I was, you know, building a community. But the truth is, I was just stealing one. I'm sorry.
Sorry about this. Security? Security, please. Okay, what if I told you people I was about to pour in $100 million into the local economy? Who's friendly now, huh? Who's friendly now?
Don't listen to him.
Okay, folks. All right, nothing to see here. Let's not let a few rotten apples spoil a great time. All right, so Mr. Gupta, if you will kindly take my pen. Drum roll, please.
I will never doubt you again!
I remember our first forest festival.
I started this business, oh, years ago, way, way back when you were just an egg.
I just say that I'm really sorry. I got my priorities completely out of order, and I love you, Tyler.
Dad, not cool, okay?
Tyler, tell your father that you love him. Do it. Do it.
Tyler.
Do it now. Tell him.
Tyler.
I love you, Dad.
Come on.
I love you too, Dad.
Oh, you do love me. I love you too. I love you.
Oh, we're gonna be all right.
We're gonna be just fine.
This is a pine cone, and I'm painting it for Christmas so you can hang it on your door in case you ever have a door.
Who you trying to get crazy with, Ese? Don't you know, loco?
And slam, yeah, let me tell you who I am. Don't
drinking, oh, making my mind slow. But I can't stop when my body says go. Bro, I got to maintain, cause a freak like me is going insane. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. You know I rhyme like no other, now it's time for the blubber. Blubber, watch that belly get fatter. Fat boy on a diet, don't try it. Stepping to me is like stepping to a giant. Much too fast, like a sumo.
impresionante.